Hey, beautiful people, hey, it's your girl, Dawna C. Shea Tara, back at it again with another Back at It Again. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. Another week, another moment in time that I get to share with you. I have missed you. How have you been? Have you been doing well? I pray that you have been. If not, you already know the vibes. Take the time this week to center you, to listen to you, to find out what it is that you need, mind, body, and soul. You can't do anything for this world if you are not connected and doing for yourself first. Relationship with us is the relationship we have with others. Amen. Amen. I'm so excited to be back with you guys this week. I'm so happy to be sharing another moment of time, another space with you guys. I'm really in a transitionary period for myself right now. And I guess that would mean that I'm in a transitionary period with you all. So you'll probably see me less on social media, hear me more on the podcast, but see me less on social media just because there's a lot of things that we are upgrading, a lot of things that we are changing, a lot of things that we are elevating behind the scenes within my own personal being that I cannot wait to share with you guys. And of course, you are always going to go on a journey with me. And I'm excited about this journey, and I'm excited about this current chapter, because the way that I thought that it was going to go initially is not the way that it is going now. And I mean that in the best, most beautiful way possible. And I mean that by I have been trying to find myself for as long as I can remember. It has been an intimate struggle, for lack of a better way. It has been such an intimate struggle for me to figure out who I am and how to translate that to the world. And I don't mean that fundamentally. I don't mean that by my character. I don't mean that by my morals, my values, my beliefs, my faith, anything like that. No, I mean as far as my identity, what I want to do in life, and how I can merge what makes me happy into something that I can build a life upon, how I can, you know, make dreams reality without losing myself, how I can position myself for the best version of life that I desire for myself, how I can take that journey. And like I said, it's been an intimate struggle. And I mean that because I feel like I know myself now in a way that I didn't know myself before, and I'm still learning so much. But I think the root is that I'm comfortable with the learning of myself. I think there was not a thing. I know there were so many years that I went where I just thought I knew everything about me. And even though I did, it wasn't in the healthiest ways. It wasn't in ways that I could take that energy and translate it into something beautiful or something powerful that somebody else too can benefit off of. It was in a way that I just wanted to, you know, peacock my feathers for. I wanted to, you know, show everybody that I had wings too. I wanted to force, you know, my identity on the world, on the world around me, on the world, you know, around that world, to just make it so. I wanted to be seen as such. So for a long time, I forced it. You know, I forced who I was. I forced it in every way. And although I know, understand now that even in that part of the journey, it was still a part of the journey because it positioned me in a lot of ways to learn things about the world, about how certain industries, how certain aspects of life work and how they translate to me and how I'm able to translate it out into the world. I just feel like now, I don't know, maybe I've just calmed down. Maybe I'm just getting calm in my old age. And it's exciting to be in this chapter because I feel like that childlike kind of energy that I was looking for is coming back, but it's coming from within. So it's not an external reason. It's not because of the energy that I have around me. It's not because of the environment that I'm in. It's not because of the places or the people that I'm connected to or any of those things. It's because of me. It's because I'm choosing in this season me. I'm choosing to do everything that I can for me. And And it doesn't exclude other people, but it just includes me now. I'm thinking about me before I'm thinking about how it impacts somebody else. And again, it's not in a negative way. It's just in a way where it's like, yo, I gotta make sure I'm straight. And I've been worried about how it translates to everybody else other than me. I've been concerned about how it looks and feels to whomever else instead of myself. I've been so caught up in X, Y, Z that I'm just so, disconnected from me and what I need and what I want and what my vision is and what my purpose is. And I didn't have to put so much pressure on myself at all. I could have just taken my time. And although our journeys are what our journeys are, and in a lot of ways I have been blessed with the gift of time. I've been blessed with the ability to have the space to step back. I've been blessed with the ability to have the space and the time to figure it out. I've been blessed with the gift of time. And I just feel like I'm moving into a different phase of it where I'm okay with going out into the world with it now. Like I'm okay with how it, and it's not that I'm just okay with it. It's the fact that I finally figured the fuck out, what I am, what I am, and how I can create that. Like I hated jobs, y'all. I hated jobs so bad. Hated them so bad. Hated 9 to 5 so bad. So it's like you do all this random shit, random hustles, scams, schemes. Whatever you want to call it, whatever season chapter I was in during that time had a different name depending on the activities that I was involved in. And whole time, the only thing I want is freedom. Like, the only thing I want is freedom. And for a long time, I wasn't willing to make the correct sacrifices in order to ensure that that freedom happened. I wasn't willing to position myself correctly. I knew all the ins and the outs. I understood the ways. I understood the thinking. I grasped all the concepts, but putting action to it was an entirely different kind of conversation that I did not allow myself to have because God bless me. I was still in my own way. I was still caught up in my own excuses. I was still allowing my own fears and allowing my trauma to be a crutch. And I can't even say I gotta change that as well, because I can't even say that I was allowing my trauma to be a crutch. I wasn't allowing my trauma to be a crutch. It's just that I didn't know yet how to move past certain blockades that I had within me based upon experiences that I had. And I allowed myself to be triggered to the point of anxiety, to the point of panic attacks, to the point of, discontentment with the world around me, to all of these different points. I allowed myself to have this kind of weird ass attitude towards life, towards me in life. And in some ways, I can say that it's helped me. I can't even lie and say that the time that I spent more in isolation, more in fear, didn't help me. It did, because it built a different kind of muscle within me that I can now use to the world, for the world, in the world, right? At the same time, it also, it I, not at the same time, it's kept this kind of innocence about me. Like, it's not to say that you. I don't have a past. It's not to say that I don't, but I'm still, I don't want to use the word naive. I'm still childlike to a certain extent, to certain things, to certain understandings that I feel like helps me be able to connect with other people more. And for a long time, I didn't think that I could connect with other people. I thought overthought it so much, girl. But y'all, I was outside. Like I was outside. My friend, I honestly tagged along with my friend to, and we had like a little impromptu business meeting for some things that we have coming up and coming out soon. And that just kind of turned into like a 3-day bender of just outsideness, of just being outside. And I need y'all to understand when I say I'm never outside, I mean, I in my adult time, I'm 28 years old. In my adult time, I've lived in Baltimore since I've been an adult, right? I have never been outside. I don't go outside. Like, I don't party. I don't do a lot of things. I just It's not that I don't want to. I just have yet to feel safe around people enough to be like, okay, yeah, let me go out, party, get drunk, let go of my inhibitions to this extent. You know what I'm saying? But with my friend, I do. Like, she's my friend and she is now my business partner. So with her, it's a different kind of energy. And I never felt unsafe, especially in Baltimore, because shit can go left so bad, so fast. You know what I mean? I never felt unsafe. I never felt like I had to be on defense mode. I never felt like I had to position myself in an aggressive, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never felt, you know what I mean? So I just relaxed and I enjoyed myself and I had such a good time and I made so many connections and I can't wait for you guys to see this next chapter because it's different. It's definitely different. The visuals are different. My energy is going to be different. I'm in an exploratory mode, but I'm also like, you know what? We got shit to do. There's things that are coming. There's things that we have to position ourselves for. There's just so much, you know? So it's a combination of nervousness. I'm nervous about this new chapter because there's so much about her. And by her, I mean me. There's so much about her that I still don't know, that I'm still learning, that I'm still growing into, that I'm still connecting with, that I'm still shedding. But at the same time, I know that she's ready to shine and show forth, you know, in the best possible way and ready to put on the hats that honestly I've been spending my entire life building up for. And I'm nervous, excited. Like, I'm excited and I'm nervous. And I just pray that who I become moving forward benefits more than just me. You know what I mean? Like, I pray that what's in my heart shines forth in life. I pray that I give good energies. And these are all conversations that I have with myself all the time. I overthink me so bad. It's not even funny, y'all. But I just pray that I live up to my own expectations. And I know that we like to say, like, don't have expectations for certain things and da 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 da. But for this, I have to have expectations. For this, I have to say to myself, you know what, girl? Like, you have a couple things that need to get done. You have a couple things that you're working on. You have a couple things that you got to finish up. You have a couple things that are done. Like, you have to start looking at it in a different kind of perspective. Life is moving very differently for you, and you have to learn how to ride these waves. And if you don't ride these waves, you're going to get left behind in your own dream. You're going to get left behind in your own life. And I don't want that for me. Like, I don't want to get left behind in my own life because I'm too afraid of what it looks like on the other side, or I'm still being blocked by the white noise, or I'm still allowing old situations and scenarios and energies to play a part in what's going on moving forward, as if the evidence around me is not showing me something different. And sometimes we get caught up in what we lack, that we don't focus on what we have. There are so many things that I don't have, but so many ways that I can move forward with what I do have. And sometimes we just have to start with what we have and where we are, no matter if we're starting over or rebeginning, or just, you know, starting a new chapter or closing out a new chapter. It doesn't matter what the start level is. It doesn't matter if you're rebranding or just starting your brand. It doesn't matter if it's been 10 years and you're ready for something new. It does not matter. And I think for a long time I beat myself up about that. Like, I wasn't allowed to have a new beginning. And although if you're on social media, then you're told over and over again that you can have a new beginning, that it can be different for you. Blah, blah, blah. And it's not that I didn't believe it. I believed it, but I believed it more for other people than I believed it for myself. I felt like, yo, girl, like, you need to figure this shit out. And that's when maybe it's me, maybe it's life, maybe it's just, you know, a trauma response in and of itself, feeling like I needed to have something figured out right now. I needed to have it all worked out, planned out, the 40 acres and the mule. I needed to have it all. I needed to have it all figured out. And it's been a slow build trying to figure out, okay, what exactly do I want to do? What do I want to do? I love talking to you guys. I love doing this, and I could do this for the rest of my life, and I am. Like, this podcast is going to go on forever and ever 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 because I love doing this. But at the same time, there's so much more that I love doing, but it's so all over the place because there's so many interests. But I have to learn how to focus on one thing. What is the one thing that I love to do? What is the one thing that I can wake up and go to sleep doing? What is the one thing that I can just get my rocks off on? What is the one one thing that I feel like I can offer life, that I can offer this. And the only thing I got is my creative voice. The only thing I have is content creation. The only thing I have is the ideas that I want to birth. And I've had to learn how to position myself, not worry about what somebody else is doing, how somebody else feels, how it translates to somebody else. But I had to worry about myself, how I feel, how I'm doing, what's going on with me. You're good, sis. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I had to learn how to be okay with the fact that I don't have everything that I want or need right now. But what I do have is enough. You know what I mean? I had to be okay with the fact that, yo, okay, it's going to be a slow build for everything. It's going to be a slow build. Everything might not be finalized for another 2 to 3 years. Who knows? And I had to be okay with that. I had to be okay with taking a step back in certain ways to be able to build in others. I had to be okay with not having it all figured out in this arena, but having somewhat of an idea in another one and seeing how I could take that and translate it into the place that I feel like I'm lacking in. I had to figure all of this out. And sometimes I would just beat myself up more than the situation already was. Girl, you already don't got this, that, third. You already got to finish this, that, and third. You already have all these external things stacked up against you. And I had the audacity, the audacity to look at myself and beat myself up some more. Yes, which didn't do nothing but slow down my process. Cry, feel some type of way, be angry, but get the fuck up and do your work. Be mad, be sad, be depressed. Yeah. But get the fuck up and do your work. And not for the sake of ignoring how you feel. Because y'all know how we get down at the aligned effect. Y'all know how we get down at the aligned effect. We honor our feelings always. You feel what I'm saying? We honor our feelings always. You feel what I'm saying? So, I'm sorry, y'all. My computer started doing stuff. Anyway, we honor our feelings first always. You understand what I'm saying to you? At the same time, we still have things that need to be done. And what I'm learning is, especially when you have a dream, especially when you have a vision, especially when it's something that you've never seen in your lifetime, your bloodline. And I'm talking about within your own immediate circle, being connectivity, not just on a global scale, not just what the world is dreaming up, but what your individual environments are dreaming up, something that you've never seen take place. You have to push for that because it's a lonely walk. And I wish that I could tell y'all something different. I really wish that I could tell y'all how it's just a community out there waiting for you. And yeah, there is. Your tribe is definitely out there. There are definitely people who will take this walk with you, who will join you on this journey. And they may only have one part over all of the parts. They may have, you know, something. They may not have what you want, but they'll have what you need. You know what I'm saying? So when we limit ourselves to just our thinking alone, it limits our whole entire dream in and of itself. We need other people. This is true. At the same time, it's on you. Your healing is on you. Your elevation is on you. The breaking of the generational curses is on you. And it's not to say it shouldn't be other people's responsibility. It's not to say, but when it comes down to personal achievements, goals, that's on you, baby. Who told you to dream? And this is something that I say to myself, who told you to dream? You know what I'm saying? Everybody else you know got a job. They is not dreaming. And if they is dreaming, that's all it is. Some shit that you see when you sleep. You feel me? Who told you to dream? You could have kept it cute and kept it simple. You could have kept it cute and kept it simple. You chose. You understand what I'm saying to you? You chose. You chose this. So stand on it and go through every emotion. Go through every emotion and allow it to build you. Allow it to build you up for the moments that you really, really, really needed. Everything that I have learned, I feel like in some way has prepared me for what I'm birthing in this season or what I'm sowing in this season. It has prepared me for such a time as this. But for a long time, I limited my thinking that I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that or I couldn't be that or I couldn't. You know what I'm saying? Just telling myself all of the couldn'ts in my life. But the reality is I was built for it. If it's inside of me, then I was built for it. If it's inside of you, then you're built for it. If you see it for yourself, then you're built for it. I don't care what you lack. Start with what you got. Start with what you got. I started on my phone with recording content. Now I'm 3 cameras deep. 4, technically. You know what I'm saying? three, four cameras deep. I started on my phone. I started on my phone, and this thing just keeps building, and it keeps building in a way that it's outbuilding me. It's outgrowing me. And it's crazy because I prayed that for God. When I got up on my camera, when I said, you know what, God, I want to do this thing. I want to do this thing. This is the thing that I want to do. And I've been showing up consistently, whether I'm on this mic or uploading a pre-recorded episode, it don't even matter. I've been showing up consistently week after week for 7, 8 months now. 7, 8 months. And I told God, I want it to outgrow me. I want it to be so big that I have no choice but to show up for it, that I have no choice but to position myself for it, that I have no choice but to go all in for it. Create it in a way that it impacts people, that I have no choice but to say, you know what? This ain't got nothing to do with me. This is everything are doing you, and that's how it's getting. And that's how it's getting. That's how it's getting. I feel like some days I'm in a dream because it's like, yo, I don't even know how I got here. 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 It don't feel real to me. And this is a small step. This is a small step. So imagine what it would be like once you reach where you got to get to. But all you have to do is start now. Start now. Start with what you have. You don't need a whole bunch of stuff. You really don't. You really, really don't. You don't need a whole lot of stuff. And I don't care what your dream is. Listen, if you want to be a chef, if you've ever gone on Netflix, if you've ever, I enjoy Asian cuisine, so I watch a lot of Asian food documentaries. I've watched these Asian food documentaries, these people who have Michelin star restaurants, who have most successful restaurants in their town, in their city. People travel to come here. People come, when they come from out of the country, they come to these places. And you want to know what these people are using in some of these third world countries? It's them with a simple flame in a little crate and a pot. J5, she is one of my favorite. I want to go to Thailand so bad. Eat this woman's tom yum. Her tom yum soup looks so goddamn good. Okay, and I'm allergic to basically everything that she puts in it, and I will die for that soup. You remember what I'm saying? Street Foods Asia. Check her story out. That's one of my favorite stories on there. Now, I've been following her before that, but that's one story that you can watch. Street Foods Asia. J5 has a Michelin star restaurant, and it's in an alleyway. And before she had the space behind her where people could go inside, all she had was like three tables and a cart where her food was cooked. That's it. You can do anything. You can do anything. There's a story called, I forget what their fry something. I forget the name of the restaurant. But it's a French fry based restaurant out in LA. They started in their backyard serving loaded fries in the crib. Real simple shit. Now they have franchised loaded fries. Loaded fry restaurants have franchised it from starting in the back of their crib. You see what I'm saying? There's no limitations to what you are able to do. You want to create content, your phone is just enough. You got $20-something? Or a Prime account on Amazon, get you the little lavalier wireless mics that attach to your phone, the three-sided joint, so you can have it on multiple different devices. Go on DHgate or find you some cheap earbuds to plug into your ear so you can listen to yourself, monitor yourself back. Shoot. However you need to. CapCut is a free app. Download it. Edit your content. Edit your content. If you have an iPad, Apple Cut Final Pro is on the iPad now. $5 a month. $5 a month, I believe. Yeah, $5 a month or $5 a year, something like that. Or a year. Or like it's a low price for the whole year, but it's $5 a month. That's for sure. And edit your shit. Learn. I'm in a season of learning. I have to learn all of this stuff. All of this stuff. Why? Because I have a dream. Because I have a vision that I've been trying to figure out how to translate into this world in the most healthiest way possible. And now I have to show up for it in a different kind of way. And I don't feel like being humble about it no more. Nah, because I'm good at what the fuck I do. I'm good at what the fuck I do. And because I'm good at what the fuck I do, I'm going to make sure I become great at what the fuck I do. Become great at what the fuck I do. Truly. Truly. And build and grow and elevate and evolve. And allow myself the space and the room and the place to be able to be better. And you can't be afraid of that. We can't be afraid of being better. We can't be afraid of not having it all figured out. We can't be afraid of not having the answers. We can't be afraid of not knowing. We can't be afraid of starting from scratch. We can't be afraid of starting over. We can't be afraid of humbling ourselves. And y'all know how I feel about the word humble, because I feel like you got to understand the word humble when it's heard, when it's given to you, whether by self or whether by external sources of what they mean by humility. Because when I'm talking about humble, I mean bringing ourselves down to a standard that we meet our dream where we are. Not meet our dream where we see it, but meet our dream where we are. And position ourselves enough in the right now, the where we are, in order to birth it in the best way that we can. Sometimes that means you got to pick up extra shifts or get a second job or get a job or anything like that. Sometimes you just got to do things that you probably wouldn't normally do. And I mean that in the healthiest way I could possibly mean that. But sometimes, depending on your lifestyle, you got to do other shit. I feel you on that one. You feel me? Sometimes we just have to bring ourselves down to a place where we're able to sow our seeds for what we're trying to birth where we are. And sometimes that's not always at the level that we see it, or at the level that we dream it, or the level that we think it. Sometimes that's just right now, right here. And that's okay. And that doesn't mean that we're lacking because we don't have it all figured out, because we don't have 10,000 investors, because we don't got $1 million and 1 billion followers. That don't mean anything. That means you're worthy. You find worth enough in yourself and what you're trying to birth that you're going to do all that you need to necessary in order to bring it about. And that's a beautiful characteristic to have, if I do say so myself. And it's the thing that's going to solidify us into our moving forward, because we're going to appreciate it a little bit different, protect it a lot more, and serve it as much as we ask it to serve us. Amen. So take the journey of yourself and how you translate that into the world, and find your dream, find it and birth it and stand on it, because it's possible. Thank you so much for joining us today. I pray that you live. I pray that you live. I love you. I like you. I like you. God loves you, more importantly. And I'll catch you on the next episode.